You better make sure you're in it. Make your calling and election sure. While you fooling around with all the folk that's unsaved, you're damning yourself. While you're sitting around as a hypocrite pretending to be saved, hanging with your worldly buddies, you're going to hell with them because you're gathering together with God's enemies. You don't have a snowball's chance in Hades of being saved because you've deceived yourself as a fool with the truth handed to you on a silver platter. And you opt to stay with God's enemies. He says you either scatter against me or you gather with me. There is no gray area. A lot of folk get ready to see themselves. And they're going to die like that and be lost. All because of self-deception. You don't have time for that right now because the time is too short. You better make your calling and election sure by selling out to the Lord with everything you've got and spending the necessary time with him at the expense of everything else to solidify that relationship. Man, one thing you got to have when you leave here. The Lord knows me and I know him. With my plate turned over, seeking him by day and night until I find him.
You can't get saved and do nothing to stay saved. You got to walk this thing out, buddy, unless you're the thief on the cross, and you ain't the thief on the cross. Over 1,100 commandments and laws, New Testament. That's why obedience is better than sacrifice. We're called to the obedience of faith. You got to obey the new governor and administrator of the New Testament. You obeyed Moses in the old. You obey the Lord Jesus Christ in the new. But you still got to obey. It's going to send more folks to hell than a little bit. Talking about that's under the Old Testament, and we don't have to do that. I got saved. I said the sinner's prayer. The sinner's prayer ain't saved a person yet. A sinner's prayer don't save you. Because that's mental ascension. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart Jesus Christ died for me and rose for me. And they said, thank God you're saved. No, you left out repentance. You got to turn away from that filth that you were. He said, repent, be baptized, and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You got to pay a price for this. And the only way you get a revelation of the visitation from God is you die to everything you've ever been or known in your life. Everything got to go to the cross and be staked out on it for you to get God to see you. And the more you die, the greater the revelation of Jesus. You still alive to this world, you forfeit eternal life. He said it this way, you hold on to your life, you'll lose your life. Turn a loose of your life, you'll find eternal life. Folks are hung up, and they've got one severe problem that hinders them. Know what it is? They're trying to figure it out. Can't figure it out. You got to live this out. You're trying to figure out how to let God kill you and resurrect a new life in you.
But you got to repent and turn away from everything you've ever done and everything you've ever been to be saved. You got to make a 180-degree turn from your old life to receive the new life. You leave that out, you're a lying wonder, damning folks' soul by using a stinking sinner's prayer to make them believe that they came forward and got saved by renouncing and pronouncing this junk you told them to repeat. Hardcore to be saved, man. It's a radical intrusion and infusion into your life to be saved. This thing ain't on the surface. All you're going to get from that religious ritual is mental ascension. That's why they never change. That's why the real gospel is foreign to them. That's why they go only so far, then turn back, because they never repented from what they were. And when the heat is applied, I revert back to type. Don't kid yourself in this. Don't mentally ascend to being saved. You better make your calling and election sure by walking this thing out. That's why salvation is so individual. Because you got to make up your mind for yourself that I'm for real and I'm doing whatever I got to do to get saved. I don't know about my husband, my wife, my sister, my brother, my mommy, and daddy. I want to make it. That's why Jesus said it's so individual that you better remember Lot's wife. Go back. You can't even look back.
See, it's all about what you're focused on. Are you focused on self trying to fit in and fit into what your mama and your daddy defined you as and confined you in? Or are you ready to break out and be a real child of God and live this thing out? Am I living up or down to the expectations of somebody else? And I know if I break this thing loose too far, and if I go too far, then I'm going to be totally and diametrically opposed to them. And I don't want to offend them, so I'm going to abdicate my relationship with Jesus in order to fit in with them.
He's preaching the gospel of the kingdom, calling all men to what? Repent. Turn away from your filth and your sins. If you never repent, you've never been saved. You joined religion, you shook somebody's hand, and you became a card-carrying member of the Kiwanis Club, and now you're a good Baptist. And they define salvation without the Holy Ghost until you're once saved, you're always saved. Unconditional eternal security. You can't lose it. It's a lie birthed in hell. There's no saved fornicator. There's no saved adulterer. There's no saved thief. There's no saved murderer. The salvation process is identified by your willful obedience and you staying in the process. The Bible says we're called to the obedience of faith. You believe, you obey. That keeps you in. But religion won't confront the sin. It tries to somehow accommodate the sin. And thousands have gone to hell believing that lie. Thousands have gone to hell clutching rosary beads and praying to Mary. And the Bible tells you no idolater can enter in. Not one. God makes no exceptions. You begin to theorize and fantasize about God if you want to. You can have an opinion about God if you want to. His will and his reality is revealed in this book. You bypass this book and you'll be damned. Imagining God to be something that he's not. He leaves no room for imagination. As a matter of fact, in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, he tells you to do what? Casting down your filthy imaginations and every thought that exalts itself above the obedience to Christ. You can't afford to imagine when you've got a 66 book revelation of who God is. You need to start reading and stop imagining.
Into the battle to actually engage the people to save them, not sitting around listening to messages all day. What we fight is the brainwashing and the mental incapacitation from church. It has people stalled out thinking you come and sit in theater-style seating and watch somebody do something they call preaching. That's the damage that's been done to the mind. We do everything in our power to break that witchcraft off of you that came through church and religion that gets you outside of the camp and not productively engaged in being a participant in salvation. You're a spectator watching salvation instead of participating in salvation. God never planned for anybody to be a spectator watching salvation. If you're a member of the body of Christ and the body of Christ is saving souls, why are you not saving souls? This is crazy. We've been driven into this state of crazy. It's exactly what happens through programming. You've been programmed to go and watch a performance and not participate in anything, just be entertained, spectate, applaud, and say amen. And go out and talk about what that was a good word, wasn't it? Well, that preacher said, oh, he sure did preach. And you don't have a thing to offer anybody. You walk around empty inside, just going to see performances every Sunday and Wednesday. And you think Jesus is going to know you and can identify you as a participating member of his body. And all you did was watch shows all day. Most of these preachers are really wounded, rejected, downtrodden guys full of affectations, thinking up ways not to produce Christians, but to somehow entertain the people, get applause from them because they need the applause. They need the validation and verification from the people. So they do gymnastics
seeking to entertain you so you can laugh at their jokes and applaud their performance and walk out in awe of them. And you anchor yourself to some silly preacher's personality, not knowing Christ, never knowing Christ, never being saved, never being born again, but just entertained. And you die like that. You drop off into hell, and the devil gets another batch and does it again.
You got to be able to walk this thing alone. You got to be able to serve Christ, not needing any validation or verification from anybody. You've got to know your God to be strong and do exploits in the end, the Bible says. If you try to conform to the status quo, you are going to be lost. He said, if you represent me here, I'll represent you in heaven. But if you deny me on earth, Jesus speaking, I will deny you in heaven. But if you deny him on earth, he will deny you before his Father, and you can't get in. That's terrifying.